It's a garage unlike any other, as the standard walls around the elevators are transformed with the work of local artists. Franklin County Convention Facilities Authority Board Member Barbara Nicholson says it's part of a commitment to infuse Columbus art into all of the authority's facilities.
And as you walk floor by floor through this garage today, you will see 8 art park creations made by Columbus aspiring and professional artists. Our community, and especially the Short North, is an arts community. And as part of the Short North, it's only appropriate that our facilities serve as an extension of it. The art we've chosen reflects the rich diversity of this city.
My name is Eric Rausch, and we're standing in front of the piece that I collaborated on with my wife, Jen Kiko. The piece is called Fish Marks the Spot. It's a handmade ceramic tile mosaic. We rolled out 3,000 pounds of clay and cut specific tiles that are, they're basically little puzzle pieces that go together. All of them are one of a kind, and we needed to make something bright and colorful and memorable for the parking garage here at the convention center. The opportunity was amazing, and now our artwork is permanently installed in the Short North in our capital city. That holds so much more meaning, and as my daughter, I have a 3-year-old daughter now, she grows up and, you know, she learned the word tiles pretty quickly, but, you know, this is always going to be here, and it's just, it's really part of us. A friend of mine came up and she said, "I can see your blood on every tile," and I said, literally some of them, but, you know, we just put everything we had into it, and that we get the support from, you know, the city officials from the top down is really meaningful.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Dunlap, and my piece is called PAX, and it's a glass tile mosaic. This is 200,000 tiles, and I probably touched each one 2 or 3 times. I had a little callus on my finger from placing all the tiles. The inspiration was that it was going to be on the top floor, and I thought that would be very neat for clouds to see, and to see it from Columbus. You can see it at night lit up on 670, and that's very cool. And the grout is a special kind of grout. It has little sparkles in it, so it looks lighter and darker depending on what tiles it's next to. And it looks really nice in the morning with a little sun on it. This is really amazing for Columbus to have this art. I went to San Diego recently, which is a beautiful city, and they have the ocean and they have the mountains, but the downtown didn't have the art. And I think that it makes Columbus more livable, having art.
David Cook. My wall is to celebrate the inner city parks in Columbus. So I painted 2 panels that were 10 foot in length, and then the image was blown up 300% and printed onto the tiles. And worked into the painting are the names of all of the inner city parks that Columbus offers its community. And the discovery was when the piece was enlarged 300%, you get all these interesting textural elements that come up on the tiles, which adds another, almost looks like a burlap background to it, and adds a lot of depth to the painting. Well, I think it's such a positive, unexpected experience for visitors to our city, and it's a tremendous commitment of the county to support local artists and allow us a chance to have this once in a lifetime. Who else gets to have a 30-foot wall in a public space?
Officials say the infusion of art creates memorable moments for visitors and residents, and in the case of the parking garage, helps customers remember which floor they're on. The parking fees at the Goodale Garage will pay off the bonds that funded its construction. An enclosed elevated walkway will eventually connect the garage with the convention center, which continues its own significant renovation. The entire expansion is scheduled to wrap up in July of next year. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.